show you.
I just
want to do one of those on the other one, or you want to do
both? I can just do both that way, because you're doing the other stuff.
Yeah, I mean, well, of course, they were painting before we shut down, and then they cleaned and just got a lot of stuff done here and at our building, too. We got a new roof and a new dome, and yeah. I don't know if they did the roof or not. Brian might know. I hadn't heard. Yep, that's going to be paved soon, yep. Yeah. So, yeah. Good time to get it all done. We finally got one of our streets done while, you know, everything was shut down. And so.
This is just a big load.
Well, you just do what you need to do, Janice. And I said, just do what you need to do. They can read all the reports down there.
I can hear.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you're here. Otherwise, we wouldn't have had a meeting. So.
I know that. I told Ryan.
Yeah.
I didn't bother calling you back because we were pulling in them.
That's okay. She was the senior center and
is that the senior center is not open? Senior center is not open. But they come on Wednesdays, so. Okay, they come on Wednesdays for food. I'm sorry, what's the senior center? We're looking probably August. But I'll be telling everybody. Okay. Oh well.
Just do what you can.
Oh, I guess I could turn all that stuff on, huh? As I'm sitting here doing nothing. Sorry. I'm holding the meeting up.
I have a bestie somewhere.
Well, after 3 months, we're doing pretty good.
I know. What do you want?
Right.
Did you turn it on? All right, I got to turn it on over there, too. All right. So, Kyle, tap your microphone. Okay, whoever that is, you're on.
That doesn't sound like it's on. No, mine's not on.
Mine's not on.
There. All right. There's that one. Are you tapping yours, Kyle?
Yes.
Yours is on.
There you go.
Donna. Okay.
There I am.
Okay, there's Janice.
Okay. All right. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the CertSycon Advisory Board meeting. I hope you've all been well. And start off on the agenda. No, social distancing will be practiced during this meeting. You will be asked to keep appropriate spacing 6 feet away from other meeting attendees. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all kinds of conversations outside the room. With a 48-hour sign language or other reasonable efforts to assist and accommodate persons with physical disabilities may be made available by calling the toll-free numbers listed on your agenda. Supporting material provided to the board members for this meeting may be requested from Tammy Harris at 702-298-0828 and will be available on the county's website.
Could you speak up just a little more?
Of course.
Oh,
If you do not wish to attend the meeting in person but desire to provide written general public comment or a public comment on an individual agenda item, please submit your comments prior to 3 p.m. June 10th, 2020. You can submit your comments to bkp@clarkcountynevada.gov. Be sure to include your name, address, the agenda item number on which you are providing comment, and your comment. Comments will not be read into the record and will be included as backup materials for the record. All comments received will be compiled into a document and shared with members of the public body, meeting attendees, and on the public body's website. Board members, Kyle Myers, chairperson, Donna Moore, vice chairperson, Martin Bachelor is no longer with us, he resigned, and Janice Kostecki, and we have another vacancy. Secretary.
Should we mention that he resigned after this was posted?
Yes, that's why his name's still on the agenda, for those who were wondering. Our secretary, Tammy Harris, county liaison, Dr. Brian Paulson, I'd like to call this meeting to order. Janice, would you like to lead with the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Janice. On to roll call. Kyle Myers, here. Donna Moore?
Here.
Martin Bachelor?
Upstairs.
Pardon?
Absent. Janice Kostecki?
Here.
Okay.
And we have a vacancy. Moving on to public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of the presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Any public comment, I think? I'd just like to state, if anybody does come up to the speaker's podium, there is some sanitation wipes up there for you. Please, anything that you touch, the surfaces up there and the microphone, please go ahead and wipe that off real quick. We'd appreciate that. Thank you. If you do not wish to attend the meeting in person, but desire to provide written public comment on an individual agenda item, please submit your comments prior to 3 p.m. June 10th, 2020. You can submit your comments to bkp@clarkcountynevada.gov. Be sure to include your name, address, the agenda item on which you are providing comment, and your comment. Comments will not be read into the record and will be included as backup materials for the record. All comments received will be compiled into a document and shared with the members of the public body, meeting attendees, and on the public body's website. Moving on to the approval for the minutes, March 11th, 2020.
I motion that we accept the minutes of March 2020.
I second that. All those in favor?
Aye.
The approval of the agenda for June 10th, 2020, and we'll combine or delete any items.
I move that we accept the agenda for June 2020.
I second that. Motion. All those in favor?
Aye.
Moving on to informational items. Number one, receive a report from Metro Police regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns.
Hello, I'm Officer Maloney. So this will be, this month is my third year being down here. So that's an achievement in itself.
Thanks for being here.
I might have a couple more years left in me, I'm not sure. Okay, so calls for service for Searchlight in May last year was 31. This year was only been 25. So so of course reduction. For the month of April, we only had 16 calls for service in Searchlight. Traffic citations is 52. As I mentioned to somebody, we're out there now doing enforcement right now, so people are being re-educated that we are here. No DUIs for last month. Domestic batteries for Searchlight, we had none. Bookings, we did arrest two people out of Searchlight for last month. That's about all I have.
Thank you, officer. Is there any questions or comments from the board? From the public?
Audrey Morrison, 190 Montana Street, Searchlight, Nevada. I need to ask you, we walk and a lot of other people walk.
Audrey, could you please speak into the microphone? No one can hear you.
Okay, and then we're at home. And the people on Cottonwood Cove, especially even during the week, are going 50, 60 miles an hour. I mean, somebody's going to get killed on there.
Oh,
and I would wonder if maybe we can get more patrol on Cottonwood Cove now. And all the kids are out of school and everything, too, so I worry about them getting hit. Thank you.
So on Cottonwood Cove, because the summer is kicking back up and because the park is opening back up and the lake is opening back up, we have already scheduled to pay more attention and be more on Cottonwood Cove. It's been expressed to me from other people also, the same concerns.
Thank you. Is there anybody else that'd like to make a comment?
That's what I have, but they're doing 70 to 80.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, officer. Receive a report from Nevada Highway Patrol regarding activity and statistics during the last month and other public safety concerns. They are not here tonight, and we have no report to give to them. Moving on to number three, receive a report from Searchlight Volunteer Fire District regarding calls for service during the past month and other fire prevention issues.
Could I respond even though they're not here?
Do you have a report?
Well, I have a problem. We had an incident last Friday night.
Please step up to the speaker's podium.
Joan Messenbring, 324 South Montana Street. This is the second call that I've made on an emergency situation where the person was in such dire straits, we had no one, absolutely no one available. The first call I made was February, and it was evening, and we had to wait for somebody to come from Las Vegas. Now, last Friday night, we had a call, and this lady was in dire straits of breathing. She's in critical care in the hospital, yet. My question is to the fire department and to the board. Do we keep somebody here? I know they work, but don't we have somebody that could drive or help us while we're waiting for somebody else to come from Vegas? This is critical. You know how many seniors we have. That's my problem with the fire department right now, is not having adequate staff. So that's it.
Thank you for your concerns. I honestly don't know how to respond myself.
You can't respond because they're not here.
Right. So hopefully at the next meeting we can have someone from the Searchlight Volunteer Fire Department to address your concerns and your questions.
Is there a way to get messages to the fire chief, or we have to wait for the proper?
I'll call them tomorrow.
Will you?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yvonne Bailey, 376 Encinitas. And it's in.
Gotta get
with
to the microphone.
It's in conjunction with hers. I was told that we did have a paramedic here, but there was no driver for the ambulance and they couldn't show up. And we had to wait 45 minutes. So, to me, this is unacceptable because She could have died. It was my sister, okay? So this is a problem that needs to be addressed by you guys or whoever, because I have no problem. I would go up to the county. It doesn't matter, you know. So by the next meeting, maybe you can have some information for us.
Definitely try to have someone here at the next meeting.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, receive a report from Gabby Villafrute with Las Vegas Valley Water District regarding the status of the water system. Gabby is not here with us tonight, so Donna's going to go ahead and read her report.
The report for June 8th, 2020, Searchlight's usage for May 2020 was 5.63 million gallons. The usage for May of 2019 was 5.95 million gallons. Searchlight used 320,000 gallons less in May of 2020 than in May of 2019. There were no concerns or issues in the month of May. She's also stating she would like to reiterate that as the coronavirus situation remains ever-changing, their commitment to provide a safe and reliable water supply remains a top priority for the Las Vegas Valley Water District and our customers, also in Blue Diamond. We are closely monitoring the situation and are taking the appropriate precautionary measures in our office and in the field. Please be assured that our staff will continue to monitor well levels and ensure that the system remains stable and operational during these trying times. You can also pick that up in the back. It has her name and her phone number on it.
Receive a report from Greg Turner with Clark County Water Reclamation District regarding the status of the wastewater system and water usage. Mr. Turner is also not here tonight, so Donna's also going to read his report.
This is for June of 2020. Statistics for May of 2020 treated an average of 30,000 gallons per day, opposed to May of 2019, where there was an average of 45,000 gallons per day. So the flow was decreased by 15,000 gallons per day from last time of this year. Sewer service complaints, there was none filed for the month of May 2020. Call before you dig, there was two received for May 2020. And there was a flow chart comparison sheet that's attached to it. You can pick it up in the back.
Thank you, Don. Receive a report from Richard DeClerc with Parks and Recreation regarding the status of programs and upcoming activities.
Richard is no longer the supervisor for Searchlight or Laughlin. We have a new supervisor, and her name is Shelley, I know I'm going to say this wrong, Bulata? Close. And I have not yet met her, but Alon will probably be my go-to person, if you all know Alon. She's the recreation supervisor down in Laughlin. Our parking lot is going to be paved on June 19th, so this complete building in this area will be closed for any kind of traffic because you can't drive on the pavement for 3 days. The striping for all the parking spots will take place the week after June 19th, and the lot after that should be fully accessible. The library and the food bank staff have been informed, so the library will be closed that weekend also on the 20th, and the food bank will be closed on the 19th. It says on here the office hours. Right now, the Parks and Rec office in this building is not open. So when they do open it back up, these are the hours that it will be open from Tuesday to Friday, 9 to 1:15.
Any questions out there for Michelle? From the board? Thank you. Receive a report from Kelly Carlson at Searchlight Library regarding current and upcoming programs.
Hello, Kelly Carlson, Searchlight Library, 200 Michael Wendell Way, Searchlight. Excuse me. First off, I'm glad to be back and to see you all. As a librarian, we love the community and we're used to seeing people, and it's been kind of lonely, so this is like really awesome. Talking about our branch opening timeline, we are currently open for curbside service only. Customers can call the branch during regular hours and request items for hold, or place a hold online through our website at their leisure. Customers then call and schedule a pickup time, notify us when they are here, and we check out the items and deliver them outside to your trunk or leave them on the ground for you to pick up. Basically, it's contactless currently. Please do not be offended by that. That's for your safety and ours. Our timeline for moving to allowing patrons inside the branch is based on the completion of the parking lot construction and permission from the county to allow people into the building. Currently, we would only allow people in for hold pickup, limited computer use, and printer fax needs. Opening the branch for browsing and greater use will be delayed until the state of Nevada goes to its stage 3 opening phase. The district has canceled all in-person programming through the end of September, and it is highly likely that there will be no in-person programs until January or later, depending on state and CDC guidelines. This situation is highly fluid, however, and can change at any time, either for better or for worse. That said, we do have a children's activity going on this summer, and that is the Summer Learning Challenge, which is in progress until July 31st. I left a couple of brochures in the back, and I have a lot more. If you know any grandchildren, nieces, nephews in town that are interested in participating. It is primarily online this year. However, I can arrange with local participants to accept entries during our regular hours at the curbside. And as always, call during our regular branch hours, and Allie and I will do our best to assist with either the summer challenge or anything else going on. On the adult activity side, district-wide, we've been given permission to do virtual book clubs and other programming via WebEx. I'm going to be approaching our regular book club members with this option. I don't have a firm date yet, so hopefully we'll have a little bit more information about whether or not there's interest in that next month. If you personally are interested in that, then please call us at the branch during our regular hours, and I will get you going on the list for that. Also, for our Sip and Paint ladies, I can say because they were all ladies, we're exploring the possibility of doing Sip and Paint remotely as well. Allie is just that good, so we might be able to make that work. And as above, we're approaching our members with this option, no firm date yet. In general news, and just in case you took advantage of that July 15 extension and you have not done your taxes yet, I do still have limited copies of the forms and the instruction books. If you need them, please give us a call and we'll do curbside delivery for that for you as well. The district has made the decision system-wide to incorporate all branch pages of the Facebook page under one district umbrella. We're no longer able to post branch-specific activities when we have them. And we will, however, be allowed to work with localized Facebook pages, and I'm going to be working with the Searchlight News page for our relevant Searchlight Library news when we have new opening, new hours, anything like that. So if you are interested in what's going to be going on locally with the Searchlight Library and you have not liked the Searchlight News page, I suggest that you do that because there's all sorts of interesting stuff there, and that will be the one place that we will be posting local news. And as Michelle mentioned, due to the parking lot situation, the library will be closed on June 20th. Any questions?
Any questions out there for Ms. Carlson? From the board?
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you, Kelly. Receive a report from Janice Gostecki with Searchlight Senior Center regarding current and upcoming activities.
Okay, so currently there are no activities going on. We will probably be the last people to open due to being a senior center. So we're probably looking sometime in August, maybe even later than that. We haven't gotten any word whatsoever. We are still doing Three Squares every Wednesday from 9 till noon. You're welcome to come over and pick up food if you need it. Also, we are going to be doing away with our ceramic room. It wasn't used. People quit coming. So therefore, I need to get together with Michelle. We have lots of paint that we want to donate to the community center. Also, Kelly, if you need any paints, acrylics, we have lots of paints. We also have some figurines that we can give out. We will be selling our
kiln.
Just went away. We'll be selling the kiln if anybody's interested.
What do you want for it?
I don't know yet. We need to look that up and see what it's worth, and we'll let people know. I don't think it was ever used, and if it was, it was only used a couple of times. There also is other things in there, but I'll be letting people know what they are. I'll post it in the post office and places like that so that we can get that room cleaned out. We need it for food storage. Are there any questions?
Any questions out there for Janice? Michelle?
Michelle Brown, Clark County Parks and Rec. Did Three Square ever get back to you? Are they going to just deliver to you once a month now? Is that why you need it?
Okay.
We'll start July, first Wednesday of July.
Are there any other questions out there for Janice? On the board?
No.
Okay. Thank you, Janice. Receive a report from Kyle Myers, me, regarding current road conditions and public works concerns. I got a couple updates, nothing too major, from the public works director's office. One, the Cottonwood Cove Trail design. This project is estimated to begin this summer. I know it was mentioned that was supposed to be done last year, but obviously there's been a lot of things going on. Number two, Searchlight West Storm Drain. This project is currently under design. We will need to acquire rights of way, which typically takes several months. And that's all I have for the storm drain. And number three, new street lights. A map was provided showing the proposed 10 new street lights that are currently under design. The project is estimated to begin the bidding process at the end of this year. And if anyone's interested in seeing the map, I have copies of it, and I can also email it to you if you'd like. That's all I have for my report. Is there any questions out there for me? Concerns? From the board?
No.
Okay. All right. Moving on. Number 10, announcements of upcoming neighborhood meetings and county or community meetings and events. Any announcements for us out there?
I do.
Janice?
Yeah, I do have one. Just so everybody knows, we have three graduating seniors this year, and the Museum Guild and the Senior Center will be giving out their money this Saturday at the park at 2 o'clock. So we did have seniors graduating, yay.
It'll be a birthday party there from
what it's, yeah, it's a big birthday party, but we're going to have the seniors there too at 2 o'clock. I did have another announcement. The museum is still planning on holding their annual meeting in November, if we can. So we won't know until it gets closer, you know, so we'll make sure that everybody knows if that gets to be. Okay, because we'll be having John Wayne. We don't want to miss him. All right, thank you.
Yeah, I know they're not here, but I'd just like to give a shout out on record for the graduates of 2020 from Searchlight. Let's give them a social distancing round of applause. Janice, you know who those three students are?
John Hassel.
My list is at home.
There's Ryan Johnson.
Johnson, he's graduating.
Ryan Johnson.
And going Katie. Into the military. And then we
Katie.
Have Juan, I can't say his last
name. Alvarez?
No.
Bernard.
And Katie
who's
McBride.
The girl?
Katie McBride.
Katie McBride and a third
Katie
student,
McBride.
Juan.
Juan and
Ryan Johnson.
And yay for Ryan, he's going in the
military.
Good for them. Thank you to the museum for giving them that little gift. That's always nice.
And the senior center. The museum is nice enough, they give everybody $100. And the senior center gives all the seniors $50. So they get $150 for graduating here in Searchlight.
You guys are amazing. Thank you. Okay, moving on to planning and zoning, we have none. And general business, we are appointing one member as the Searchlight Town Advisory Board representative to be involved in the update of the county's comprehensive master plan and development code, or Title 30, for possible action. The TAB was informed regarding the appointment that if the town advisory board wanted to appoint a community member, that would be acceptable. Being a board member is no longer a requirement. Is there anything the members of the board would like to speak on this item?
I'd like to nominate somebody.
Okay.
Diane Kendall.
Yay. I would second that nomination. I also agree.
And I will third that nomination. Is anybody...
Unfortunately, Diane just stepped outside.
Oh, she's back. Diane, would you like to respond to your appointment?
Community for their support, and I'm looking forward to the education I'm going to receive and help us get some things changed for our community. So thank you very much.
Thank you,
Diane. Before we make an official vote, I'd like to ask the public if they have anything they'd like to add on this item to speak. Please do so now. Okay, congratulations, Diane. I'd like to motion that we appoint Diane Kendall to be our...
You already have a motion, you have voted.
To be our representative for the Title 30 updates.
It's already been, I second it.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
So, Kyle, do you have this? Do you want to let Diane know about the kickoff meeting?
I already have it.
Yeah, but she's from public, right? She'd say it for the public.
Oh.
Do you have this with you?
I do not, but I will go ahead and...
Just to announce the kickoff meeting.
In the Clark County Master Plan and Development Code Rewrite Kickoff Meeting. So the kickoff is the first meeting. June 11th, which is tomorrow, 5 to 6:30 p.m. The purpose of the meeting is to introduce you to the project, provide an overview of the process and outcomes of the project, hear from you and about how the county's master plan and development code, Title 30, can be improved. The meeting will be done by Zoom app. Download Zoom before the meeting at zoom.us. You log on early and test your audio and video. Improve video and audio quality by reducing other internet use during the meeting. Mute your microphone unless you are speaking. Use the chat box to communicate with the meeting host.
You have to go through all that just to announce that the kickoff was
completed. For anybody who wanted to be part of that meeting, those are the tips.
It's only for Diane. It's all time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Diane already has it.
Comments by the general public. A period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the board's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to speaker's podium if applicable. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of their presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Any comments from the general public out there? Judy?
Judy Bundorf, it's B-U-N-D-O-R-F, Grandpa's Road and Henderson. First, I want to thank Metro or Clark County Public Works or whoever removed the junked car that somebody dropped off on Grandpa's Road right off of 95. Walking Box Ranch. All plans for opening to the public are delayed until later this year. And there may possibly be some ad hoc tours as there were before with Janice Hagen, the lady that used to lead some. And we'll still be looking for docents, greeters, and folks willing to volunteer for landscape maintenance and things like that in a few months. And the Friends of Walking Box Ranch, we've been meeting by teleconference every month. Number three, I know Metro is aware, but I've gotten an email and corresponding with Bill Turnbull, the Searchlight airport owner. There's been an issue with someone is destroying their fence around the perimeter, and they have pictures, they're working with Metro, of the truck that has done it at least three times. Please, if you know who's doing it, tell them to cease and desist. Mr. Turnbull has spent a lot of money out there and would like to create some jobs in the future if everything works out, but we don't need any sabotage. Lastly, a little over a year ago, there were all those burglaries out and about here. The ringleader is still in Clark County Detention Center. His trial keeps getting delayed. It will now be January of 2021. And next month, there will be a hearing here in Searchlight Justice Court for one of his accomplices, who I don't believe is in custody. Anyway, any questions?
Thank you, Judy. Anybody else out there like to make a comment?
Judy, I'd like to just make a general comment regarding this. It's got to do with Title 30. I've been getting a lot of complaints from people who have seen the fencing go up around there, the horse corrals going up, just general comments. I'm telling people there's nothing we can do. They're being informed by the individual that they got approval from the planning department and the building department to proceed with it, moving the horses up there. So I've informed people there's really nothing that we can do as a town board. We denied it, it went in front of everybody. So we just have to wait it out.
But the county denied it, so I would think that she...
This isn't a discussion, yeah. Guys.
Oh. Just a general comment, that's all.
Public comment here. But is there anybody else, thank you, Donna. Is there anybody else who'd like to make a comment? Well, if you desire to provide written general public comment on an item not appearing.
Oops,
oh.
Are you in the comment section?
Yeah.
I'm
sorry, yes.
I'm watching Metro because I just got somebody out there dumping out in the desert. Are we at the comment thing?
Yes.
Yes.
I want to make a comment, and I would like something in writing from our county as to what happened to the ability for us to have discussions in the town, in our town board meetings. I'd like to see where it's written in writing that we cannot have discussions. And I'd appreciate your assistance with that.
Thank you, Diane. Last call for the comments. Oh, Gary?
Gary Comers, 500 State Highway 164. My short comment is on the horse issue here. I was present at the hearing before the Board of Commissioners, and I must say that it was not conducted in what I would consider an appropriate administrative way. Commissioner Naft did not have any kind of a meaningful recommendation to make to the board, and what was said, Diane and I have disagreed about this, she left, she won't listen to me, that the matter was dismissed without her prejudice, which means they get to go ahead. As of 2 days ago, there are no permits issued by anybody for what's been going on down here.
Okay.
So that's that.
Thank you, Gary. Anybody else out there like to make a comment?
I'll make another comment. It was denied without prejudice, not dismissed.
Yeah.
Denied, the right was denied.
Do I have another minute?
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to close comments at this time. But if you desire to provide written general public comment on an item not appearing on this agenda, but within the general jurisdiction of this body, please submit your comments prior to 3 p.m. June 10th, 2020. I'm assuming that would be for each meeting, would be 3 p.m. on the day of the meeting. So if you'd like to do that in the future meetings, go ahead and email all your comments to bkp@clarkcountynd.gov. Be sure to include your name, address, and your comment. Comments will be read into the record and will be included as backup materials for the record. All comments received will be compiled into a document and shared with the members of the public body, meeting attendees, and on the public body's website. Moving on, our next meeting date is July 15th, 2020. And do I have a motion to adjourn the meeting?
I make a motion to adjourn the meeting for today.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Have a good night, everybody. It's good to see you all.